弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们有再一次在主面前寻求主的机会。
Thanks the Lord giving us this opportunity to seek God together。
我们在交通以前先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer before our sharing。
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you。
你实在是那位说话的主。
You are the one who speak。
你也是那位信实的。
And you are faithful.
你充满了慈爱。
You are full of love.
你充满了怜悯。
And you are full of mercy.
你喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
You like to give mercy.
你实在爱我们。
You are love.
所以你为我们预备的救恩是全备的。
And therefore you prepare the salvation for us.
你所要带我们进入的荣耀是宝贵的。
The glory that you want to us to enter is precious.
你也是给我们的道路是正直的。
And you give us the way that is straight.
我们是在赞美感谢归给你。
We truly thanks and praise you.
我们把下面的时间无依无靠的交托你。
We give the following time unto your hand.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都等候在你的面前。
No matter the one who speak, translate or listen, we await before you.
我们求你从天上的宝座把你自己的同在和你丰富的话语和你自己的显现和启示赐给我们。
We ask you to reveal to us your word and your will to us from your throne.
我们仰望你做那人所不能做的工作。
We look upon you to do the work that man cannot do.
愿你的恩惠、慈爱、怜悯使我们每一位能够带着你宝贵的同在回去。
May your grace, love and mercy be with us.
谢谢主，谢谢我们的天父。
Thanks the Lord and thanks Heavenly Father.
奉子耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，可能弟兄姊妹很少想到的。
Today I want to share with brothers and sisters a topic that most of the brothers. Sisters,
为了帮助大家那个节省翻圣经的时间，我准备了一个那个投影的片。
This is a topic that we haven't shared that much. So to save time flipping the Bibles, I have the slide on it.
这个题目叫做算，计算那个算。
This is reckon.
有人觉得信耶稣的人是不会算。
And a lot of people think that Christians do not know how to reckon.
特别我自己在还没有信耶稣以前，我觉得信耶稣人都是糊里糊涂的。
And before I am a Christian, I feel that all the Christians are in vain.
但是当你信主时间增长，你经历主越多，你发现你应该比世界上任何人更会算。
But after you become a Christian long enough, you will find out that you know how to reckon much better than other people.
但这不是算计别人的算。
But this is not to calculate other people.
这是你要有神的眼光来算神在你身上。给你的。
But you have to have the God's view of point to reckon your own.
所以这个字是非常宝贵的。
So this is a precious word.
但这个字呢，是我们通常不注意的。
But this is something we ignore sometimes.
这个字呢，跟信心的生活，进入信心的实际，有非常密切的关系。
This is a close related word to get with the faithful life.
不管是你个人进入信心的生活。
No matter it's your personal individual life,
甚至就是说，你如果愿意服侍主的话，如果你忽略了这个字，你发现你跟不上神的旨意。
Or if you are willing to serve the Lord, but you neglected this word, then you would not be able to catch up with God's will.
不单是如此。
Not only this.
如果我们没有蒙神的怜悯进入这个实际的话，
If we did not enter into this word with God's mercy,
我们甚至在教会的生活。我们都跟不上神要给我们的。
Even in the church life, we would not be able to catch up.
所以这是很宝贵的字。
So this is a precious word.
希望大家能够因着我们的交通呢，能够开始在主面前好好的寻求寻求。
And hopefully because of our fellowship today, we are going to start thinking about this.
好，我们先看一下这个字的意思。
And let's have the meaning of this word.
这个计算，这个算这个字呢，不是想象的。
This reckon is not something you imagine.
这个算呢，是背后有一个不可改变的事实。
There is a fact behind this.
这个事实呢, 是来自于天上的宝座,
and the fact came from the heaven.
所以这个算, 所以你要知道天上宝座, 神他看我们所得的救恩是怎么回事。
So we have to understand how God reckoned the salvation.
我们信主的人哈, 一直在自己身上找答案, 那是很可怜的。
We are pity as a Christian if we always seek the answer on ourselves.
因为神所为我们预备的, 神所给我们的, 都远远超过我们所能想象,
because what God is preparing for us is surpass what we can think of.
所以我们需要我们有一个眼光, 能够被神开启到一个地步, 看见神, 他到底做了什么。
So we have to receive this view from the heaven that we can see what he's doing.
而他做的, 他的影响, 他的全面性到底多大?
And what is the impact of his work?
有一件事情是我们需要学习的。
One thing we have to learn.
神他永远是真实的。
God is true.
他是真理。
He is the truth.
在他没有转动了以后不会改变的。
In him there is no changing.
所以他告诉我们的是事实。
So what he told us is the truth.
我们在认识主上面常常有一个困难。
A lot of time we have these difficulties in understanding God.
我们把神告诉我们的 当作一个参考资料。
We take what God told us as a reference.
如果你把神告诉你当作参考资料,
If you take it as a reference,
我敢讲, 你绝对不会在顺服神上
I dare to say, I would say that you would not have a good lesson in obedience.
因为神不说谎,
because God do not lie.
神也不随便说话,
and God do not speak in casual.
所以神一旦说的,
so once God speak,
那一定是他在天上的宝座的事实要成为地上的事实。
And that is the truth he wants to bring down from the heaven to the earth.
所以我们要对神所说的话, 不管是他在圣经里面说的话, 或者他在圣灵里面向我们说的话, 要有一个很慎重, 很敬畏的态度。
So we have this, we have to take it serious and have a reverence attitude towards the word through by the Bible or through the Holy Spirit.
所以这个算,
so this word,
就是把神他所看的, 他所认定的事实, 要把它变成我们的事实。
That is to bring the truth from him to us.
所以你看他说, 在英文讲说哈, 他说如果你银行有25块钱,
So it says that if you have $25 in your bank,
对不对? 那你应该怎么样说? 你就说你有25块钱。
Then you should say that I have $25.
你明明有25块钱, 你说我只有10块钱。
If you have $25 and you said 那, you have 10,
那就不会算。
Then you don't know how to count.
所以这是一个很重要的。
So this is important.
所以这个算就是把神的事实变成我们的事实。
The reckoning is to bring the facts from God to us.
啊, 所以这个是, 这一点是非常重要的。
This is important.
因为所以你常常看我们这个认识神属灵的经历上不去。
So you will see that our experience, spiritual experience cannot raise up.
或者我们这个神的旨意, 我们好像明白一点, 但是又走不去。
And sometimes we understand a little bit of God's will, but we couldn't walk forward.
就是我们没有把神他是那个事实成为我的事实。
And that is because we cannot bring God's reality into us.
我先讲一个我个人的经历。
And let me give you a personal experience.
这个经历我印象很深刻。
And this is impressive to me.
但是是在我认识耶稣之前。
But that is before I truly understand Christ.
在我大学时代,
when I was in college,
我心里有一个重大的转变。
I have this big change in me.
我本来是无神的。
I was atheist.
后来变成觉得好像有一个超自然的能力。
And then I start feeling a supernatural power.
就我已经感受到。
That I felt it.
然后呢, 再更进一步到我大学四年级的时候。
And then when I was in the fourth year of my college,
我里面好像觉得我明白了一件事情。
I felt that I understood something.
因为这是没有外面的东西来参考的, 这是完全是在里面的。
Because there is nothing in the outward of reference for me, but this is something I felt inside.
当然是有发生很多事情是我看到的。
And of course, there are many things happened that I saw.
但那些都不是那些文字上的数据资料。
But those are not in writing.
所以呢, 这个事实怎么样说? 我发现宇宙应该有一个至高的主宰。
I felt that there should be a God in this universe.
哦，这个在我当时虽然不信耶稣哈，但是我心里就觉得应该是要存在。
Even though I wasn't a Christian, but I felt that there should be a God.
而且呢，我觉得每次一想到这里的时候我心里就觉得很踏实。
And every time I felt that there is a God, I felt very solid.
虽然我跟这个至高的主宰还没什么接触。
Even though I have no connection with this God.
当然我还是不听耶稣的，我这个你要叫我找我去什么福音聚，我通通都一概不参加的。
And I was still rejecting Jesus at that time. I didn't join any gospel meeting.
但是这个事实是在我心里面。
But this fact was in my heart.
而且是越来越肯定。
And it's something getting more assurance.
我是跟大家举例这个你怎么算这个件事情。
I was giving you the example of how to count.
然后呢，后来我大学毕业。
After I graduate,
然后我虽然考上研究所，但是那才想说，如果有一天我要去美国读书的话，那我还是先服完兵役再说。
I went on the master degree, but then I was still planning to come overseas.
那所以呢，我就考上了学校，就办休学，然后去服兵役。
So even after I was admitted to a master degree, I still went on to the army service.
那受训到快结束的，就是我们就要开始分发了。
Almost to the end of the training, we were going to be separated.
这个分发呢是用抽签的方式。
And this is by taking the lot.
所以每一个人都不知道自己明天是要怎么回事。
So nobody know what is going to happen tomorrow.
有人很幸运，有人呢那个当兵的那一段时间就很辛苦。
Someone is lucky and someone has to suffer.
像我弟弟，他就抽了一个不好的签，所以呢，他呢，那个下了部队之后，那一年半的时间是非常辛苦。
My brother took the bad choice, and for the 1.5 years, he was suffering a lot.
但是我也没想到，我没有想这个问题。
But I wasn't thinking about this.
我没有想，但是环境呢，逼着我去想。
I wasn't thinking, but the environment forced me to think.
怎么说呢？我有一个受训的同学，最好的同学，他还请我去他家做客过。
My best friend in the training camp, invited me to his home.
就在抽签前一天下午，就跟我讲说，明天我抽到哪里，我都没问题。
And he was telling me the night before picking the lot, he was telling me that he can go to any place.
我说你怎么那么有把握
and I asked him, how can you be so assured?
他说我爸爸替我安排了。
And he said, my father already arranged for me.
哦，原来他爸爸是一个很大的文官，跟军方又很熟，所以呢，已经安排好了。
So his father was a high officer who has connection with the army, so the father already arranged for him.
我听到这，你心里怎么感觉啊
？So how did I feel?
很不公平啊。
That's not fair.
不是根据你的成绩，不是根据你的表现，是根据后面的安排。
Not according to your performance, not according to your grade, but according to how what connection you had.
不过我也没有因为这样就觉得我那个朋友啊就怎么样，反正就是说，我觉得世界上的确是有很多是你想不到的东西在后面在那里做。
I just felt that there are so many things behind me that I couldn't control.
然后同时我又看到另外一个现象。
And then I saw another scenario.
就是我的许多同学当中有一部分他们这两天好像这个行动上有点不太清，就不太跟平常不太一样。
A lot of my classmates they start acting weird.
那后来我就了解一下，哦，原来他们去庙里或者是什么去拜过了。
So I understood later on that they went to a temple to ask for luck.
他们有个规矩，就是说，在这个事情做以前呢，什么不能做啊。
And they have some rules that they were not allowed to do a certain things.
所以这些情况呢，就逼着我那一天我下午晚上就非想这个事情不可。
So all these circumstances forced me to think about myself.
我的最好的同学，
my best classmate.
他找人安排了。
He was arranged by his father.
我的其他的同学
，my other classmates，
有些已经找到眼睛看不到的东西来安排了。
Already found some invisible power to help them.
那像我呢
？So what am? How about me?
谁替我安排呢
？Who is going to arrange for me?
但是我想想
，And then I was thinking，
我爸爸是军人。
My father was in army.
军人的后裔不能太 就是说怎么讲说太求安逸了。
A heir of a soldier should not be seeking for peace.
所以我就想说，哦，我爸爸军人啊，那我去哪里都可以。
So I was thinking, as an heir of a soldier, I can go anywhere.
啊，在那时候在台湾就是最差的，就是在金门啊、马祖啊，什么还有一个是什么大胆小胆那些最前线的地方。
So in that time in Taiwan, the worst place is in those front islands.
所以我就想说，啊，如果是军人的后裔来讲的话，哪里都可以去，那里也可以去，没问题。
So I was thinking, as an heir of a soldier, I can go anywhere.
刚好我的大学同学啊，跟我同一年去当兵啊，他也是，他就到乌丘啊，他是海军陆战队啊。
And one of my classmates from the college went to a navy.
我小弟也是到那些地方去的。
My little brother also went to those.
我两个弟弟都在前线。
My two little brothers were all in the front line.
当然，我这个小弟是比我晚的，但是就是说，他们都到前线去了。
Of course, they came into the army later than me, but they all went to the front line.
所以对我来讲，我说，如果是你这样军人后裔的话，我没有选择，我爸爸是军人，我也应该像军人一样。
So as a heir of a soldier, I should have no choice.
但是我突然想想，我可能要出国。
But then I was thinking maybe I should go overseas.
但是我没有考任何事哈，我也还没有做任何准备，但是我是想我要出国。
I was thinking I want to go overseas. I haven't started to take any exam yet.
我一想到要出国，你就想到说，哎，我们那个时候一出国哈，十年八年不能回家的。
So in those time, once we go overseas, we won't be back for 10-8 years.
我一想到这十年八年，哎呀，那我爸妈我十年八年不能见。
So I was thinking I couldn't see my parents for 8-10 years.
那这就变得比较严重的事情。
And this become more serious.
就在这个时候啊。
And then at that time.
我也不晓得为什么，就想到宇宙的至高主宰，他应该存在。
For some reason, I felt that there is a God in the universe.
所以我在心里就跟他讲说，我说你如果存在的话，你应该知道这件事情。
So I was talking to him that if you exist, you should know.
那我现在有这么些情况。
I have these circumstances.
我不知道我现在哈，我如果万一要出国的话，我现在这一年半哈，能够跟我爸妈在一起时间多一点，是不是一个合理的要求
？So if I do plan to go overseas for such a long time, for this 1.5 years in the army, can I be still with my parents to spend more time with them？
我就告诉他说，有人找人。
And I was talking to the guard that someone seeking their parent。
有人不是找人，但是呢，有些是有效的。
And someone seeking inhuman, but still effective.
那我现在这样子，是不是需要得你的帮助
？So for me, I need your help.
那我想，如果需要得你的帮助的话，那你一定能够超越这一切。
So if I ask you for the help, you can supersede all these.
所以我想说，那最实际的就是，我要去哪里呢？我家住台湾的高雄，所以我应该是到高雄去。
So practically, I live in Kaohsiung in Taiwan, so I do want to go to Kaohsiung.
正在我想高雄的时候，好像有另外一个声音来说，你很自私啊，你好像你考虑你自己。
When I was thinking about going to Kaohsiung to serve the army, a voice came to me saying that I'm very selfish.
那时候因为我们学的有一部分跟法律有关系，好，没关系。那我们就看好了，我们也是学经济的，所以呢，那就看好大家哪个有效的需求排前面，哎。
So at that time, we are taking lessons about law, but I also have the financial background, so I was praying to see what can be the first choice.
好，把大家的需要摆在你面前，看哪一个最排队吧，啊，我愿意排队，排到哪里算哪里。
So put my qualification in front and line up to get picked.
那我高雄是第一志愿，那我万一被高雄排掉了还怎么，不在高雄啊，那在一天能够回家的来讲的话，那台南是一个第二志愿。
So I choose Kaohsiung as the first choice, and another place that is within one day trip is South Taiwan.
我这一些东西哈，从来没当时没有告诉任何人。
I never told anyone.
就那天晚上，我就在心里跟这个至高者在那里交谈。
That night, I was just having this thought with this God.
其实我也不知道他到底听见没听见。
I didn't even know if the God listened.
但是我就觉得这样谈谈之后呢，哎，我的心里就很舒服。
But after the fellowship with God, I felt peace.
因为当时我还 不认识他一样。
Because I didn't know the God at all at that time.
没想到第二天一抽签呢，很快就抽到我。
And second day I was picked.
然后等我上去抽呢，我一看，哎，陆军总部运输署。
And I was picked to the Army Transportation Department.
哦，这个是我们那个军种的最高单位。
And that is the highest department.
那我一想，哎，运输署那应该在北边呢。
So I was thinking, oh, this department should be in the north.
所以我想说，这也算是好签呢。虽然在北边，但是好像是好签，里没什么好计较。
As in the north, it's still a good lot.
所以我把前一天就忘掉了。So
I forgot yesterday.
但再过两三天。
And two, 3 days later.
我那个训练我们的那个队长就说，你抽到哪里啊？
My leader asked me, where am I going?
我说我抽到运输署啊。
And I told him that I'm going to the transportation department.
他问说，你家住哪里啊？
And he asked me, where did you live?
我说高雄啊。
And I said, 高雄。
你户籍在哪里啊？
And he asked, where is your father?
高雄啊。
And I said, 高雄。
哎呀，那你这样一定在高雄。
And so he said, so you must go to 高雄。
我说除非啊，这个高雄的人太多了，把你挤到台南去。
Unless it's too crowded in 高雄, otherwise then you will stay in 高雄。
你知道我听到这话，我里面很震动啊。
So I was shocked.
我那天晚上跟那个至高者在那里谈的东西，我没告诉别人呢。
I never told anyone that I have this fellowship with the God.
今天接着另外一个人说，他把我的那个谈的那个状况那个结果，把它暴露出来。
And today the leader was talking to me and exposed what I had the fellowship with the God.
那后来呢，我果然是到高雄去了。
And then at the end, I did go to 高雄。
因为那是一个。 另外一个很大的单位，他管半个台湾。
Because that's another big department that managed the whole South Taiwan.
所以在1年半当中，我还是被调来调去。
So within that 1.5 years, I was still moving around.
但是调动了7次。
I was moved 7 times.
我通通在高雄。
But I'm still within 高雄。
那其实当时就是什么？我认定他是那个主宰一切的。
And that is because I already understood there is a God who managed everything.
我不小心算对了。
I was by accident I reckoned it correctly.
虽然我后来忘记了。
Even though I forgot later.
甚至我服完兵我都忘记了。
After I served the army, I still forgot.
但是呢，他还是帮助我想起来。
But he had reminded me.
所以后来这件事情呢，就成为我以后愿意祷告的一个很强大的助力。
So this experience has forced me to be willing to pray.
你知道在军队里面是完全不自由的。
You know you are not free in army.
他叫你去哪里就去哪里。
Wherever they order you to go, you have to go.
所以我很有可能调到很不能回家的地方。
So I might be allotted to a place that I cannot come home.
但是七次，这很不简单，七次，你知道。
But 7 times, it's not easy. 7 times.
都在我祷告的范围。
I stayed in my prayed area.
好，我们再看"算"这个字。
And let's continue with the word reckon.
第一方面，我们需要知道神把神从基督或神算神在基督上所他所做的东西，他怎么来看这个事情。
First, we have to understand how God looked at this reckon.
好，这节圣经哈，这是主耶稣自己讲的。
And this verse was said by Jesus.
Luke chapter 22, verse 37. 我告诉你们，经上写着说，他被列在罪犯之中，这话必应验在我身上，因为那关乎关系我的事必然成就。
For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned with the lawless. For also the things concerning me have an end.
他被列在，就是他被算为那个罪犯。
He was written.
所以主耶稣他在十字架所成就的，是完全一边是代替我们，甚至也把我们一同钉死的。
So what he has accomplished is to replace us, for us to nail to death together.
所以在神看来，这不是一个理论，在神看来这是一个事实。
So to God, this is not a theory, but a fact.
而且是一个有效的事实。
And is an effective fact.
是解决那个罪的问题，解决罪的刑罚的问题。
To solve the problem of sin and the punishment of sin.
而且同时也解决罪的生命。
And also resolve the life of sin.
在神看。 他把耶稣基督钉在十字架上，这是一个解决他事情的，解决这些问题的事实。
To God, the fact that he used to resolve the sin is to nail Christ on the cross.
所以这个在我们身上，你会接受的话，你的救恩很容易就经历到。
So if you can accept this fact, then you can receive the salvation.
好，我们再看下一段。
And let's read the next verse.
他说，这是在约翰福音第十一章第五十到五十二节。
This is in the book of John, chapter 11, verse 50.
啊，圣经这样讲，独不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，就是你们的益处。他这话不是出于自己，因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死，也不但替这一国死，并要将神世上的子民都聚集归义。
Nor consider that it is profitable for you that one man die for the people and not the whole nation perish. But this he did not say of himself, but being high priest that year, prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he should also gather together into one, the children of God who were scattered abroad.
这段话是当时大祭司该亚法他所说的预言。
This was said by the high priest.
所以这里讲说独不想，他说这里是一个神一个计算在这里。
And here it says nor consider.
所以一个人替百姓死，我们信主的人就什么都成为神的百姓。
One person died for the people.
免得通国灭亡，就是我们信主的人都是出死入生的。
So that the whole nation would not perish.
这是我们所得着的益处。
This is the benefit we got.
所以今天我们已经出死入生，如果对于我们信对这一点还没有把握的话，那我们要重新在主面前来查考查验一下我们的得救是不是有把握。
So today we already escape from the dead and live, but if we are not sure, then we should re-study.
所以他讲说。不但耶稣要将替这一国死啊，他就是他借着死而复活，把我们带回到他的国度里面去。
So Jesus died for the whole nation, so that we can be brought into His kingdom.
而且不但替这一国死，要将神世上的子民都聚集归一。
And not for the nation only, but that He should also gather together into one.
所以这里所讲到在十字架上成就的事情，远超过我们想象。
So this is telling us what has been accomplished through the cross, which surpassed our imagination.
他不但是死而复活。
Not only He resurrected.
而且他因为这样死而复活，在十字架工作的缘故，他要把神世上的子民都招聚归一。
But because His resurrection.He will gather the children of God who scattered abroad.
这可以说是以弗所书第一章第十节，就是他要在时候到了，使天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一的另外一种说法。
This is just like another saying, as if in the book of Ephesians, that he is going to gather in one the heaven and the earth.
但是这个话呢，是在他被钉十字架之前先讲。
But this was said before he was crucified.
那是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
那是告诉我们说他钉十字架是包括了这件事情。
So that means that his crucifixion including this.
所以如果我们能够走在他十字架的路上，他也借着就是说他已经成就的事实和大能，他要把天上地上一切所有的都收集到他里面去。
So if we are willing to walk in his cross, then God will be able to gather in one all the heaven and the earth.
所以这里是自己开我的眼睛。
This opened my eyes.
就是他被钉十字架不只解决罪的问题。
That his crucifixion not only solved the sin.
他在十字架他钉死了复活是远超过我们想象的大。
His crucifixion and resurrection has superseded the greatness.
他不但拯救我们罪人，他整个宇宙他要把它重新更新起来。
Not only to save our sinners, but he also restored the universe.
所以他将神世上的子民都聚集归一。
So he wants to gather those children of God who scattered abroad.
所以今天我们如果进入这个事实的话，我们应该是在神的家里面要看见很大的收据能力。
So if we understand this truth, then we have to see the power of getting together.
如果弟兄姊妹都活在背起自己的十字架跟随主的实际。
So if all, every brothers and sisters individually are willing to put up the cross to follow the Jesus,
你就会看见那个神收据的能力在你。在你可以预见的范围是非常的强大。
Then you will see the power of gathering, among you.
因为主耶稣就是借着死而复活，被钉十字架，他照神的意思，不照自己的意思，所以神就把一切收据在他里面。
Because Jesus Christ, has been crucified, according to God's will, not according to His, so He has this gathering power.
所以这里实在是叫我们不要小看。耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
So here to tell us not to look down on Jesus' crucifixion.
这一个史百克弟兄有一本书是《十字架的宇宙性和中心性》。
Our brother has a book about this crucifixion as the center of universe.
所以我们需要主开我们的眼睛。
So we want the Lord to open our inner eyes.
耶稣基督和他钉十字架是宇宙的中心性，有中心性和宇宙性那么大。
Crucifixion of Jesus Christ is the center of universe.
但常常被我们缩小了。
But we shrink it.
我们求主恢复他当有的那个实际在我们身上。
We ask Lord to restore what He wants us to see.
好，我们再看下一个。
And let's see another slide. Verse.
这个就是讲到第二面，算的第二面就是神他在耶稣基督身上做成的，怎么算在？神的儿女身上。
The second aspect is God's reckoning from Christ to saints.
好，我们看这第一段的圣经。
The first verse.
在罗马书第二章二十六、二十七和二十九节。
Book of Romans chapter 2 verse 26, 27 and 29.
所以那未受割礼的，若遵守律法的条例，他虽然未受割礼，岂不算是有割礼吗？而且那未受割礼的若能全守律法，岂不是要审判你这有疑文和割礼的竟犯律法的人吗？唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎疑文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
If therefore the uncircumcision keep the requirements of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision? And uncircumcision by nature, fulfilling the law, judge thee, who, with letter and circumcision, aren't a law transgressor. But he is a Jew who is so outwardly, and circumcision of the heart and spirit not in letter, whose praise is not of man but of God.
这一段话里面也讲说遵守律法的条例，或者是全守律法。
And here it mentioned about keep the requirements of the law.
这就是满足律法的要求。
That is to satisfy the law.
其实我们没有一个人能够靠自己满足。
Actually, there is no one can satisfy the law by themselves.
只有耶稣基督满足了律法的要求。
Only Christ had satisfied the requirements of the law.
所以如果我们心里相信，口里承认，我们真的接受他做我们的救主。
So if we admit in the heart and our in the heart and word,
而且顺着顺服神在我们灵里面，在我们心里面给我们的带领和给我们的启示。
To accept him as the savior and also follow the Holy Spirit guidance,
我们就能够得着神借着耶稣基督所成就的，变成是我也在这个被成就里面。
And then we can be in the same establishment as what Christ has established.
所以他说，唯有里面的，里面做的才是真犹太人。
So here it says that you are true Jew inwardly.
所以就是说，所以这有个问题哈。我们有时候说，我懂，你知道，我知道。
So here is a question. Sometimes we say we know.
但你发现，我知道是我头脑知道，我好像读书，我知识上知道。
But you find out that your know is in the knowledge.
但是我的心呢，不知道。
But your heart did not know.
你知道，这个是一个常发生的事情。
This is something oftenly happened to us.
这里讲的里面做什么，是我心里面知道。
And here it mentioned the inwardly is something of the heart.
有的时候什么，我头脑不会解释它。
Sometimes my brain cannot explain.
就好像我刚讲那个，我里面有个把握，宇宙有个至高的主宰。
Just like I was explaining, I am sure there is a God.
我肯定，越来越肯定他的存在。
I am sure of his existence.
但是我不会解释。
But I couldn't explain.
所以这里有个差距。
So there is a distance.
所以有的时候是什么？是我头脑知道，但心里不知道。
So sometimes I know it in my head, but my heart didn't know.
那有一个情况是，有的时候心里知道，头脑搞不清，头脑没有办法解释。
And another situation is sometimes you know it in your heart, but your head cannot explain.
但这里讲的就是什么？说，是你心里知道。
But here it mentioned that your heart know.
好，所以我们有时候需要查验。有时候我说我知道。
Sometimes we say we know.
为什么我知道我又不能进入实际呢？
But if I know, then how come I cannot enter into the reality?
我说我知道，我又不能进入实际，恐怕是我的心里不知道。
If I say that I know, but I couldn't enter into the situation, then that means your heart didn't know.
我需要主帮助我。
I need Lord to help me.
里面知道。
That I can know it inwardly.
因为你里面如果真的知道，你就能受里面的引导。
Because if you know it inwardly, then you will have the inward guidance.
否则的话，你所得到的只是一个无用的知识。
Otherwise, you will just receive a useless knowledge.
好像我们以前在学校学的东西，学到一个地步，然后后来就丢了。
Like we learned whatever in the college, and then after a while, we forgot all.
读过了。
We learned them.
也考八十，也考九十，对不对
？And we got high score.
但是呢，说丢就丢了。
But we throw them out.
丢了什么？心里一点都不觉得可惜。
And you don't feel pity of losing it.
那为什么呢？
Why?
因为它跟我的里面没有关系。
Because it's not related to my inward life.
它是一个外面的东西。
It's something outside.
但是这里讲的是里面的。
And here it mentioned the inward.
所以你从心里接受耶稣基督。
So when you receive with your heart of Christ Jesus.
可能你头脑还不会解释。
Even your head cannot explain.
但是你罪得赦免，你知道。
But your sin was forgiven.
他的存在你知道。
You know his existence.
他的能力你知道。
You know his power.
他的带领你知道。
And you know his guidance.
所以他说，里面坐的是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎意外。
And therefore it says the Jews who is so inwardly in circumcision of the heart and spirit, not in letter.
所以这个计算是要先从里面的知道开始。
So this reckonings have to start from inward.
所以如果我不能够进入这个算的这个实际，那可能最重要的问题就是我的心里，我的灵里根本就没有这个东西。
So if I couldn't enter into this reckoning, maybe because I don't have it in my heart.
如果你的心里，你的灵里有神所做成的事实。
If your heart and spirit has this work that God did.
你只要站在这上面，
as long as you can stand,
神就会去做工。
God will do the work.
所以我虽然头脑懂，我也会解释。
So even though my head understands and I could also explain,
但是我完全没有办法站上去。
But I couldn't stand up.
那表示我里面可能还不太知道。
So that means my heart did not understand.
比如说刚前面讲说，他要将神世上的子民召聚归一。
So we were talking about God gathered the children who scattered abroad.
所以应该来讲，教会的生活是什么？
So the church life should be
不会有小团体。
Would not have small groups.
都召聚在神的面前。
All gathered together.
都召聚到主的宝座前。
All gathered together in front of the throne.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
This is important.
然后今天我们都是成为神的儿女。
Today we are all children of God.
那我们也可能就我们就是那一个神要把其他的儿女召聚来的使用的器皿。
So we might be used by God as to gather other children of God.
如果我们都活在自己的想法里面。
If we are all living in our own thought.
我们都走我们自己的路。
And we walk our own way.
耶稣基督的路不是我的路。
Jesus Christ's way is not my way.
那绝对没有收据的能力。
Then there is no power of gathering.
如果我们是顺着主，他怎么走，他怎么带领，我们一步一步的走。
But if we obey God's guidance and we walk according to his guidance.
收据的是他。
He is going to get it.
我只不过什么是愿意让他来使用一个过程。
I am only a vessel used by him.
这里关键里面知道。
And the key here is said that your heart understands.
如果你知道你是神使用来他把万有收据在他里面的器皿。
If you understand inwardly that you are the vessel used by God to gather every children in one.
你有没有想想这样的生活跟你不是这样的器皿有什么不同？
Have you thought about this life? Would it be different if you are not the vessel?
如果你是神所收用来收据万有的器皿。
If you are the vessel used by God to gather the universe,
其实你就是你必须要完全的依靠他，完全的在他里面，完全让他在你身上做。
Then you have to totally depend on him and totally live in him so that he can help you.
因为我们这个人按照我们的原来的人是绝对没有收据的能力。
Because according to ourselves, we have no power to gather.
我们只有离散。
We are scattered.
但是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，神借着主耶稣所做成的，有强大的收据能力。
But crucifixion of the Christ Jesus has this power together.
好，我们再看下一个。
And let's read the next verse.
他说：“做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的；唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。正如大卫。”称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的是有福的。
Now to him that works the reward is not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him who does not work, but believe on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Even as David who also declares the blessedness of the man who to whom God reckons righteousness without works.
所以这里告诉我们就是一切都是神做成的。
So here it told us that everything was done by God.
我们会顺着神所做成的，顺着神所做的，那就反就经历神已经做成的，成为我们的实际。
As long as we obey God to accept what He has done, then what was done become ours.
在行为以外蒙神算为义的，这人是有福的。
Out of the deed and God recognize him as righteousness.
如果我们信主，都是神借着耶稣基督已经完成的。
If we believe in Lord, it was all done by Jesus Christ.
那我们跟随主，是不是还需要继续让他在他完成的这样的一个工作中继续带领我们
？And on our way of following him, should we still continue to let him lead us?
啊，所以他说什么？做工的得工价，不算恩典。
So here it says that the one who work and get the reward is not reckoned as of grace.
但是我们信主之后，主带我们走的路是一个恩典的道路。
But after we become Christian and the way that we walk on is full of grace.
他给的生命是恩典。
The life he gave us is full of grace.
他赦罪当然是恩典。
Of course, it was his mercy that he forgave our sin.
他在我们生命中作王，更是恩典。
But he is willing to become the king in our life is a mercy from him.
他在我们生命中做王，也就是我们信主之后，一直走到见他面的时候，每一步路都应该让他来掌权。
If he is the king of our life, then we should let him guide our life all the way through to the time that we can meet him again.
这个掌权是让我们认识他丰，他恩典的极其的丰富。
This sovereignty is to let us understand His abundance.
不但丰富，而且是把我们带到荣耀里面的丰富。
Not only just abundance, but also into glory.
所以做工的得工价不算恩典。
So the one who work and get reward is not reckoned as of grace.
我们得救没有功劳。
Our salvation was not depend on our work.
我们建造，如果主要建造他的教会，其实我们只能跟随他。
If God wants to establish His church, we can only be part of the follower.
我们没有比他有智慧。
We do not have more wisdom than Him.
不是我们自己来建。
Not because of us.
是在他面前寻求他。
But to seek Him.
好，我们再看下一个。
And let's read the next verse.
算为他义的这句话，不单是为他写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的。就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣基督主耶稣从死里复活的人，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Now it was not written on his account alone that it was reckoned to him, but on ours also, to whom believing on him who has raised from among the dead Jesus our Lord, who has been delivered for our offenses and have been raised for our justification, it will be reckoned.
所以这里看到这一个算是同时连于耶稣基督的死和复活。
So you see this reckon is related to God's death and resurrection.
所以会算的人那个复活应该在他里面。
So the one who can reckon will have this resurrection.
不但复活在那边，事实上呢，他已经与基督同死了。
Not only this revival, but also he was dead with Christ.
好，我们再看下一个。
And let's read the next verse.
好，这是在雅各书第二章二十三节。
In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 23.
这就应验经上说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。他又得称为神的朋友。
And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called friend of God.
亚伯拉罕的相信神，神就算把神的义算在他的身上。
Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
不但是这样子，而且他被神带到更进一步，成为神的朋友。
He was brought into the next level as a friend of God.
所以在创世纪大概十八章吧，他神要做一件事情，要毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉，神要跟亚伯拉罕要告诉他，神要做事。
So in the book of Genesis, should be in the chapter 18, when God wanted to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, He told Abraham. He was discussing with Abraham.
在那里，亚伯拉罕就跟神做了一个很特别的祷告。
And Abraham had a special prayer with God.
这个祷告好像办交涉一样。
And this was like a negotiation with God.
啊。但是你可以发现，这个神的朋友是可以跟神讨价还价的。
And you will see that as a friend of God, you can negotiate.
啊，所以希望主把我们带到一个地步，跟神能够很亲密。
So hopefully God can lead us into a next level to be so close to Him.
亲密到一个地步，神在要做一件事情之前先告诉我了。
To be so close to Him that before God wants to do something, God will come discuss with us.
亲密到一个地步，我们可以跟神办交涉。
To be so close to a point that we can negotiate with God.
啊，你如果能够跟神办交涉，你发现怎么讲？你跟神的关系是很特别的。
If you can negotiate with God, you have this special relationship with God.
啊，这是神把他在耶稣基督身上做的，放在成就在神的儿女身上。
So God bring what was done in Christ Jesus to the Son of children, Son of God.
下面我们反过来看。
And next, we are going to look at differently.
他说，我们怎么算？
And how are we going to reckon?
就是圣徒的算应该根据神所算的。
So the saint's reckoning should be according to how God's reckoning.
你知道一个巴掌拍不响。
If you have one hand to slap, it doesn't sound.
神他做成了，如果我还是不跟上的话，我还是经历不到。
If God has done something, but I couldn't catch up, then I cannot experience.
先需要怎么样说？神开我的眼睛。
So God, we need God to open our inner eyes.
神开我的眼睛，让我能够照神的方法来，照神所认定的来认定我。
So to be able to see a reckoning according to how God reckoning.
所以一个蒙恩得救的人，应该在身上逐渐有改变。
So the one who is saved by grace should continue to change.
基督怎么看自己呢？
How did Christ look at me?
你照自己的眼光看自己，越看越下沉。
If you look at your own, by your own view, you will look even lower.
越看越没希望。
You will be more hopeless.
那你照只有地上眼光的基督看自己，你还是没希望。
If you reckon yourself according to how the other Christians, you will still see yourself hopeless.
你照世人的角度来看自己，也没希望。
If you look at the worldly people's view and to reckon yourself, you will still be hopeless.
你只有有一天你里面明白了。
Only one day when you understand.
我应该是看神怎么看我，我怎么看我自己。
That I should be reckoning according to how God reckoned me.
好，这一点是不是每一个基督徒都已经得着的。
Not every Christian understood.
为什么我们常常在一个很低层的光景？
Why are we so low in our life all the time?
我们常常在很低层的光景，就是神他这样看我，我神看我到这里，至少这样，我看我到这里。
That because God was looking me in this level, but I am still in the lower level.
所以神要把我拉上去，我就是不去。
So when God wanted to pull me up to the higher level, I couldn't go.
所以你怪谁呢？
So who to blame?
啊，我们神不在。
Oh, God wasn't here.
那神一天到晚就等着向我说话。
but all day God was waiting to speak to you.
或者神已经向我说话。
Or God already spoke to you.
但是我就拒绝听。
But I rejected.
我拒绝听，我就不想要，这个声音是不要的。
I rejected the voice.
然后我说我没有，神不在。
And then I said God was not here.
问题在哪里呢？
What is the problem?
不是神。
Not God.
是我。
But me.
这也是我经过多年才发现的。
And this is what I found out after many years.
所以我现在慢慢我就自己知道我自己。
So gradually I understand myself.
如果神有一个启示的事实在那里，我不能得到。
If God has revealed a fact to me that I couldn't catch up.
除非我清楚神说他，我真的知道神说他不要给我，那是没办法，那他说不给我。
Unless I truly understand this thing that God doesn't.
但神如果真的说应许要给他的儿女。
But if God promised to give to the children of God.
但我又得不着。
And I couldn't have it.
问题在哪里呢？
So what's the problem?
在我。
In me.
不是他。
Not him.
他已经应许了。
He already made the promise.
他要给。
He wants to give.
他也乐意。
He is willing to give.
他等着成就。
And he is waiting for this to be given.
但是我可能不在乎。
But I couldn't catch up to it.
所以这有一个什么呀？你要会算。
So here is something, the points that you have to know how to reckon.
你会照神所算的来算。
If you reckon according to God's reckoning.
这一节圣经我觉得蛮有意思的。
And this verse is meaningful to me.
所以，这是罗马书三章二十八到三十节。
Book of Romans chapter 3 verse 28.
所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎行律法。这样，我们因信是废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
For we reckon that a man is justified by faith without works of law. Do we then make void law by faith? Far be the thought, no, but we establish law.
我们看定了，我算了，我会现在会算了。
Now I know how to reckon.
我现在会照神所算的来算我自己。
I know how to reckon according to how God reckoned.
那不然你罪怎么赦免了？
So otherwise, how can your sin be forgiven?
那不然你怎么对付那个罪的生命呢？
Otherwise, how can you fight this sinful nature?
如果我们不会照神所算的，
If we don't know how to reckon according to God,
毫无希望。
We have no hope.
你怎么会满足律法的要求呢？
How can you fulfill the law?
你怎么能够每一次到神面前都坦然无惧呢？
How can you be bold in front of God?
你知道，老约翰特别注意这个问题。
Our elderly John was paying attention to this.
你要丰富经历神的爱嘛？
If you want to experience the love of God,
你首先要解决你到神面前可不可以坦然无惧啊？
First, you have to know whether you can be fearless to be in front of God.
每一次到神面前都不想去。
Every time you,
有一个害怕挡在前面。
Every time you rejected to go before the Lord because you are fear.
我讲的不是这个敬畏，是你真的是一种你疏远神的那种害怕。
I'm not talking about the reference. I'm talking about you are fearful.
那你都不能靠近神，那你怎么能丰富经历神的爱？
If you are afraid to get close to God, how can you experience His abundance?
对不对？你看，我们都抚养小孩，对不对？
You see that we all have children to raise.
假设你有很多小孩。
If you have many children,
那哪一个小孩经历爱父母爱最多呢？
Which child experienced the love most?
而是那个常常到父母身边的人嘛。
Of course, it's the one who always come to the parent.
他没有害怕。
He is not afraid.
他即使被责备、被管教，他还是愿意来。
Even though he was disciplined and being taught, he is still willing to come.
所以我们需要一个学习。
So we have to have the same lesson.
我看定了，我会算。
I reckon, I fix my eye.
神这样算，我也这样算。
How God reckoned, I reckoned the same way.
下一个。
And the next verse.
他将近，这是在罗马书第四章十九到二十二节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 4:19.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信。心里的坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
And not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body already become dead, being about 100 years old, and the deadening of Sarah's womb, and hesitated not at the promise of God through unbelief, but found strength in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised he is able to also to do. Wherefore also it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
这是另外一段讲到亚伯拉罕里面的信心的光景。
This is another verse that mentioned about the faith in Abraham.
圣经讲说，在这前面讲说，亚伯拉罕所信的是使人复活的神和使无变为有的神。
And before this verse, it mentioned about Abraham believed the God who is the one who can resurrect the dead.
所以死而复活在它里面是个实在的东西。
So resurrection is true, is real in him.
这个死无变为有，在他的心里面，在他灵里面是真实的。
And to create from nothing is also true in him.
然后神向他应许。
And when God promised him,
这个应许在他身上也成为事实。
And this promise became real in him.
但是他经过的这一个生活的过程呢，他发现自己是落在死的这样的一个权势底下。
But while he is living in this life, he experienced the death.
也就是你心里所相信的，跟外面的环境是相反的。
That what you believe in yourself is totally different from the outward.
但是他因为相信神的缘故，他心里不软弱，而且他仰望神的应许，神来成就。
But because he has this strong faith in God, he did not grow weak, and he grabbed onto God's promise.
所以他因为有这样的情形，所以他能够一直等到神来成就他自己的工作。
And because of his faith, he is willing to wait for God's work.
在下一段圣经。
And next verse.
希伯来书十一章十七到十九节。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 17.
亚伯拉罕因着信，被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
By faith, Abraham have offered up Isaac, being tried, and the only begotten he did offer up, who did receive the promise, of whom it was said, In Isaac shall a seed be called it to thee, reckoning that even out of the dead God is able to raise up, hence also in a figure he did receive him.
所以这里讲到说，神要亚伯拉罕把他的以撒献上去。
He mentioned about God want Abraham to give to offer up Isaac.
那他里面到底信神是怎么个信法？
And this is a testing of what Abraham truly believed in his heart.
所以这段圣经告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕他相信神若叫他把以撒献上，神还可以叫他复活。
And Abraham truly believed that if he did offer up Isaac, God can resurrect Isaac.
大家听到这个千万要知道的，这是出于神的，这不是人的自己安排的。
And please remember, this is arranged by God, not arranged by man.
对，他的献是神叫他献的。
The offering was ordered by God.
这不是人好像试探神，我这样做，然后神要那样做，那不是这样。
This is not like a man testing God, that man offer a real human.
这神知道亚伯拉罕里面相信神是死而复活的神。
God understand, know that Abraham truly believed that God is the one who can call up the dead.
所以因为他相信神是死而复活的神，所以神已经给他的祝福，他要再把他交出来给神，他愿意。
Because Abraham truly believed God is the revival God, he has received the blessing and he is willing to give out the blessing.
今天对我们来讲也常常会遇到这个问题。
Today we have the same problem.
我们有时候没有经历神的祝福，我们就在那里忧忧愁愁、悲悲惨惨。
Sometimes we didn't experience God's blessing, and then we became sad.
那有的时候呢，我们经历神的祝福呢，我们也把神限制住了。
And sometimes when we receive the blessing, and then we restricted God.
因为神祝福以撒是神给他的嘛。
Isaac was given by God.
以撒是在他不能生，他算是死的时候，经历死而复活的大能，神给他的。
Isaac was given to Abraham when he cannot bear any more children.
是不是神的祝福？
Is that a blessing from God?
是神的祝福。
It is.
是不是神的应许？
Is it a promise from God?
是神的应许。
It is God's promise.
怎么神又收回去？
So how come God take it back?
你知道，这有时候我们讲，如果我们常常得到所谓神的祝福，就想办法把它包住。
This is how we are. Sometimes when we receive the blessings, we want to protect our blessings.
我们讲主，我替你保守你的祝福。
And then we were telling God that we want to protect the blessing that you gave us.
其实这一保守呢，我们就不受祝福了。
And once we protect it, then we are not blessed.
因为什么？
Why?
神可以收回去啊。
Because God has the right to take it back.
神要扩大我们，神要扩大亚伯拉罕，说你再交给我吧。
God want to widen up Abraham, so he asked Abraham to give it back.
所以亚伯拉罕他又可以交回给神。
And Abraham is willing to give it back.
这里是显明他里面。所认识的神是复活的神。
This is to show that what Abraham understood in him is that the God is a revival God.
他算神可以叫以撒复活。
He reckoned that God can raise up Isaac from dead.
所以这是一个里面很特别的认识。
And this is a special knowing in your heart.
但对我们来讲，我们也是需要经历的。
And to us, we have.To experience the same thing.
有时候主给我们的祝福，我们就抓到手上，然后呢，就谁都不能动了。
Sometimes we hold on to the blessings from God that we don't want anyone to touch it.
我们愿意应该是完全交给主自己。
But we should be willing to put this blessing into God's hands.
神是死而复活的神。
God is the revival God.
好，然后再下面。
And the next verse.
这里呢，就看我们怎么看我们自己了。
And here it depends on how we look at ourselves.
罗马书六章十一节。
Book of Romans chapter 6 verse 11.
这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
So also ye reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这个是已经成就的事。
This is something done.
但是呢，可能我们不会算呢。我们就不能经历它。
But if we don't know how to reckon, then we don't know how to experience it.
所以我们活的呢，还是什么？活出来的还是向罪活，向神死。
So we are still living to sin and die to God.
不，这里不是，这是向罪死，向神活。
But here is opposite: die to God, die to sin and alive to God.
因为已经死了。
Because you are already dead.
这有的弟兄，这个经历这个从。没看懂，到看懂，哎，它里面特别的喜乐。
Some brothers and sisters turn from non-understanding to understanding, and they have this joy.
好，这是里面的看见。
This is something you see inside.
而这样你们也当会算，这样算什么呢？自己是死的，向神向罪看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里。看自己是活的。
So you have to reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
向罪死就是要叫我去犯罪的事情我不做了。
So if you say you are dead to sin, that means you would not want to sin anymore.
得罪神的事情我不碰它了。
Anything offended God, I will not do anymore.
向神活，神有引导，有呼召，我可以跟上去。
Alive to God is that we can follow God's calling.
有时候我们神有呼召，神有感动，我们就讲很多理由，然后就把这个丢掉一边。
Sometimes God has His calling and His touching on me, but we give a lot of reasons to get rid of it.
所以向神呢也不活。
So then we are not alive to God.
但是这里是向神活的。
But here alive to God.
向神活的什么？是生命，有生命，有这个生命的活动。
When you are alive, your life.Is active.
神有生命的带领，我们就跟随生命的路走。
God has the guidance in your life, and we will follow.
我再说一遍。
And let me repeat.
照着我们自己的方法，照着我们自己的路是没希望的。
According to our own way, we have no hope.
你只有神在你里面有路。
Only when God has His way in you.
神活，活的神在你里面走出活的路出来。
Only the living God in you can lead you to walk in life.
否则的话，我们只能限制在我们这很小很小的范围里面。
Otherwise, we'll be restricted in a small area.
不管是你个人的生活或教会的生活。
Not only your personal life, but also the church life.
就好像刚才在波饼聚会。
Just like in our Lord's table period.
你信主这么些年来。
After how many years that you believe in Lord?
主对你一次都没有感动吗？
Had God never touched you?
一次都没有吗？
Not even once?
如果一次都没有，
If not even once,
你要在主面前好好寻求一下。
Then you have to seek God seriously.
你是没有顺服神呢，还是你得救没有把握呢？
Were you not obeying to Lord, or because you're not sure about your salvation?
但是如果是有主有感动，你向他活，你应该把感谢归给他，就应当归给他。
If you are touched by him and alive to God, then you should give praise and thanks to him.
就活的神在我们里面有活动的时候，我们也跟着他活动。
If the living God is acting in us, then we have to act.
千万不要小看这东西。
Don't look down on it.
你如果不跟上去，
你就发现 If you don't follow up,
神在你里面就不活。
Then you will see that the living God is not living in you anymore.
所以你如果顺着活的神去活的时候，你的思想也变成神的思想，就是基督的思想在你身上就逐渐形成。
So if you have this, if you are alive to God, then God's thought will become yours.
如果你不愿意顺着活的神在你身上的引导，
If you are not willing to accept the guidance of this living God,
你发现你只能有地上的思想。
Then you can only have the earthly thought.
我们的心思、情感、意志都被地上捆绑。
Our mind, our thought, our soul will be bounded by the earth.
神就在我们身上变得很小很小。
And God will become so small in us.
我们羡慕别人有经历。
We admire other people's experience.
但我们还是有很遥远的距离。
But we are still in a distance away from it.
这非常可惜。
What a pity.
希望向罪死，向神活。
So I hope everyone will die to sin and alive to God.
在神看，我们得救的人，这是已经成就的事实。
To God, the one who are saved is already done.
求主把我们在日常生活、在聚会里面能够带进这个事实去。
May Lord help us to bring our daily life, our church life into this.
再看下一段。
And let's read the next passage.
我今天需要借一点时间。
I want to use a little bit more time today.
不然我就下一次讲太短，这一次就。
Otherwise, next time I'll have too much to cover.
好，这段圣经是罗马书八章16到18节。
Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 16.
圣灵与我们的心，这心就是灵哈，圣灵与我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想啊，这讲这个就是算，对不对？现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and the Christ joint heirs. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed to us.
这一段圣经前后就告诉我们说，神借着圣徒，不但是蒙恩得救，而且呢，要在宇宙做宇宙性的恢复工作。
This passage is to reveal to us that the saint not only saved by grace, but can also revive the universe.
神不但恢复整个宇宙，
not just restore the universe.
神也在这样的一个过程当中，使神的儿女能够长大成熟。
Through the process, the children of God will grow.
所以他说什么？他说，就是说我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
So here it says that we have to be molded to the children of God.
那讲这样的话的人，
to be talk like this,
能够他看清楚的神要什么。
Then the person can see what God wants.
不但看清楚神要什么，他也看清楚神怎么安排这个过程。
Not just to be cleared, but also understand how God is going to arrange.
所以这有三个过程。
So there are three processes.
与基督同作后嗣。
To be heirs of Christ.
我们同是神的儿女，而且受神的生命的供应，生命的成长。
To be children of God and receive the provisions from God.
还有另外一个，与他一同受苦。
And another is to suffer with him.
这一个是要达到荣耀之前必须的经历。
This is a process we have to go through before we reach glory.
然后就是与他一同得荣耀。
And that, and the third is to receive glory with him.
同作后世同得荣耀，我们都很高兴。
to be joint heirs, to receive glory, we are happy about those.
但与他一同受苦呢，我们是逃之夭夭啊。
But to suffer with him, sometimes we want to avoid it.
啊，跑得可能比谁都快。
Sometimes we want to run away from it quickly.
因为这是我们不愿意的。
That is something we are not willing to.
我们觉得没有信主已经吃太多苦了。
We feel that before we are Christians, we already suffered a lot.
信主之后再吃苦，哎呀，实在觉得没有这个意愿。
After believe in God and we still have to suffer, we really don't want to.
啊，我不是讲我，讲我。
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about myself.
我真是没有这个意愿。
I didn't have that will.
啊，我没有信主以前吃的苦头已经很多了。
Before I was a Christian, I already suffered enough.
但是呢，信主之后还要吃苦，我是觉得哎呀，这个是很考虑的。
But after become a Christian, I still have to suffer. This is something I have to think about.
但是你慢慢的认识主。
But gradually, when you understand the Lord, experience His grace and love.
然后主在你心中把他的意思，把他的旨意打开。
And in your heart, Lord, open up His will to you.
然后你找一找有没有其他替代的路。
And then you seek other way to replace it.
我到目前为止也没有找到任何替代的路。
Till now, I couldn't find a replacement.
主怎样走十字架的道路是？使我们得救，使我们被召聚回到神的面前。
How Lord walk on the crossway and to call us into one.
今天神要恢复宇宙万有。
Today God wants to restore the universe.
需要有这样的一批的神的儿女。
He needs a group of such children of God.
为着他旨意的缘故，走十字架的道路。
Those children are willing to walk on the crossway for God.
就是与他一同受苦。
That is to be willing to suffer with him.
啊，而且呢，这个人他眼光更被扩大。
And this person's sight will be broadened.
我现在我现在会算了。
Today I thought that I can reckon.
现在的苦楚，比起要将来要显于我们的荣耀，不能比。
The current suffering would not be worthy to be compared with the coming glory.
求主把我们带到这个方面。
Please ask Lord to bring us into this sight.
求主把这个实际给我们。
To give us this understanding.
啊，不是给你们，我自己要先要。
Not just to give to you, I want it also.
呀，这个是成就神旨意的器皿需要有的光景。
This is the person who is willing to be the vessel to be used by God.
所以你发现神要我们会算。
So you see that God wants us to know how to reckon.
啊，如果你拒绝这个，
if you reject it,
你就发现呢，没有方向可以走。
Then you will see you have no direction.
你很盼望神的荣耀在我们当中，但是就看不到。
You truly hope the glory of God will be in you, but you don't see it.
除非你照神的路走。
Unless you walk in the way of God's will.
你照神的路走，神的荣耀才显现。
According to God's way.Then God will reveal to you.
如果我们不是照神的路走，
if we are not walking according to God's will,
我们恐怕只能看到人的荣耀，
then we can only see man's glory.
看不见神的荣耀，
and you won't see God's glory.
但你要看神的荣耀，你必须要照神的路走。
But if you want to see God's glory, you have to walk in His way.
所以里面要会算。
Then you have to be able to reckon in you.
现在的苦楚，比起将来所要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
The sufferings of this present time is not worthy with the coming, compared with the coming glory.
好，下一个就是第四个方面的计算。
The fourth reckoning.
啊，这是呢，在神永远旨意里面的计算。
And that is the reckoning in the body of Christ.
No, in.
The reckoning of the eternal purpose of God.
好，在神永远旨意里面计算。
In His eternal purpose.
所以你如果会到那个罗马书第八章。你甚至到以弗所第一章，你神永远旨意在里面清楚了。
So if you understand the book of Romans chapter 8, if the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and you understand God's will,
那你应该知道怎么活在神面前。
Then you should know how to live in front of God.
不但知道怎么活在神面前，也知道怎么在教会侍奉。
Not just to be able to live in front of God, but also know how to serve in church.
这一段圣经在哥林多前书第四章第一节。
This verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter
4. 他说人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
Let a man so reckon us as officers of Christ and stewards of the secrets of God.
这个义就是算。
And this is reckon.
我们读哥林多前书，我们知道。
And when we read First Corinthians, we understand.
在哥林多那个聚会、那个教会里面
，In the Corinthian church,
他们虽然有很多恩赐，也有很多神给他们的恩典。
They have a lot of grace and gift.
那就是整个聚会的见证来讲，距离神所要的还差很远很远。
But the testimony of the church is still far away from God's want.
他们有很多的问题。
They have a lot of problems.
但其中有一个问题。
But one of the questions.
这里是他们针对保罗的。
That they are against Paul.
好像他们觉得保罗的服事他们看不上。
That they look down on Paul's serve.
啊，看不懂。
They didn't understand his services.
不完全明白。
They didn't totally understand.
那也就怎么样说，他们对神的心意在他们里面不接受。
They were not willing to accept God's will in them.
所以你如果会接受神的心意，你就知道。怎样是个神的仆人
？So if you are willing to accept God's will, then you know how to be the servant.
在我起初看这一句话的时候，我觉得好像保罗是不是在为他自己，你知道，我不受你们尊重，你总要你总要尊重我一下吧。
So when I was reading this, I was like maybe Paul wants to stand up for himself when people are not respecting him.
如果你只看这句话，好像有这个味道。
If you only look at this verse, you will feel it.
但你如果看刚才那么多话来下来，你发现。
But if you look all the verses we have read.
保罗是教他们你怎样看神的仆，什么谁是神的仆人。
Paul was teaching them how to look at God's servant.
怎样服侍神的人才是真的神的仆人。
How to be God's servant?
不是他说他是神的仆人，就是神的仆人。
Not that they call themselves as servant of God.
所以他说，人应当算我们为基督的执事。
And therefore it says, let a man so reckon as officer of Christ.
这个执事，这个我们一般中文感觉就是好像高高在上的那个做事的人，对不对
？Sometimes we take officers as high up in the rank.
执事这个字哈，它的原文是怎么？是一个摇，他是个摇桨的人。在你知道古时候那个战船呐、啊，或者是那个商船呐、啊，他在甲板下面有一层或两层的，来这个使船能够行动的这个摇桨的人，这就是一个摇桨的人。
You know, this officers was referring to the old time those boat that need people labor in the lower level to row the paddle.
那是什么人
？So what type of people？
那是不是起来呼风唤雨的人
？Are those people who call for wind？
不是，那个是奴隶。
No, those are slaves.
如果你看过那个有个片叫《冰汉》，那个主角呢，他就被送到那里去，然后呢，脚被那个脚铐在那个船上，那就什么？那个船如果毁了呢，他根本没得跑的。
If you had watched the movie, a actor was sent to the bottom of the boat to row the paddle, and their angle was changed. So if the boat sink, they have no way out.
所以这是保罗说什么的？我就是那个奴隶。
So Paul was saying that I am that slave.
你们不太重视。
You didn't pay attention to me.
你不管我讲什么，你都不重视。
You ignore what I said.
但是我就是神，我就是使船动的那个奴隶。
But I am the slaves who move the boat.
所以你要看得懂。这个奴隶是什么？是受宝座来指挥的。
So you have to see that the slave was governed by the throne.
所以这是怎么样说？我们要看得懂谁在照着神旨意来服侍神。
So we have to see who is working according to God's will.
你如果明白了神的旨意，你又接受了神的旨意，你就知道谁是照神的旨意来
行。If you understand God and willing to accept His will, then you will know how to do His will.
然后下面说为神奥秘式的管家。
And then the next says the steward of the secret of God.
好像是神在教会里面的经理人一样。
It's like God is running with us.
那当然是照着神来。
And of course it's from God.
所以他是告诉我们说，你能够会算，你才能够跟神的仆人之间有一个正常的关系。
So here it says only if you can reckon, then you have the good relationship with God's servant.
所以教会如果是这个如果服侍神的跟被服侍的没有正常的关系，这个服侍就不能够真正让神做成他要做成的工作。
So if the services in a church by the one who serve and the one who received the servings are not normal, then God cannot do His work.
And
this is all from the basic learning.
基本的算开始,
the basic reckoning.
向罪死, 向神活,
die to sin, but live to God.
如果我不会向罪死, 向神活,
if we don't know how to die to sin and live to God,
神照他旨意引导我的, 那不干我的事, 因为我都不理他,
then God's will is totally unrelated to me.
这需要主怜悯我们,
we need mercy from God.
下一章一段圣经,
and next verse.
这是在哥林多前书13章11到12节,
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我做孩子的时候, 话语像孩子, 心思像孩子, 意念像孩子, 既成了人, 就把孩子的事丢弃了, 我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看, 模糊不清, 到那时就要面对面了, 我如今所知道的有限, 到那时就全知道了, 如同主知道我一样。
When I was a baby, as a baby I was speaking, as a baby I was thinking, as a baby I was reasoning, and when I have become a man, I have made useless the things of the baby. For we see now through a mirror obscurely, and then face to face. Now I know in part, and then I shall fully know, as also I was known.
这段话告诉我们, 生命阶段的不同,
this verse told us different stage in life.
你算神永远的旨意, 你算的程度不同,
and you reckoning the God's eternal purpose also have different stage.
所以我真的要奉劝每一个弟兄姊妹,
so I want to tell every brothers and sisters,
不要太高估自己的生命度量,
do not overestimate your own life.
不管你现在信主多少年,
no matter how many years you have been a Christian,
你先高估的你的自己,
when you overestimate yourself,
恐怕你在这个算上面, 你的精力就,
then you will lose the experience in this reckoning.
这里发现就是什么啊,你是在这个生命层次,你的算就到这样子。
When you are in this life stage, then your reckoning is in this stage.
但是你如果神再开启你再往上去,你就往上去。
But if God bring you up to the higher level, then you went to, then you go to the higher stage.
但你还是要继续向罪死,向神活。
But you have to continue to be dead to sin and alive to God.
向神不能活的人,
if you cannot be alive to God, you cannot go up to the higher stage.
很基本的, 已经同时, 同埋葬, 同复活。
The basic is to be dead together, resurrected together.
你向着神活, 你可能信主的年日不长, 但是你的度量有可能会比信主时间长的还要大。
If you live to God, maybe you are not a Christian for a long time, but you have this higher stage.
但你如果不能向神活,
but if you cannot live to God,
不能向罪死, 不能向神活,
you cannot die to sin and live to God.
你可能说信主的日子很长很长,
even though you have been a Christian for a long time,
但是你真正你能算的, 你能进入那个生命的时机, 你跟不上那个后来比你还时间短的。
But you cannot reckon in the body of Christ from the brothers and sisters who came in later.
所以后来的要到前面去, 这是很可能的事情。
So the one who joined later can become the front.
这是眼睛看得到的。
This is something visible.
啊, 不要觉得这是不可能的。
Don't feel that this is impossible.
特别在教会里面, 不要倚老卖老。
Especially in church, don't think that you are elderly.
我信主多少年了?
How many years I have
done? 我做了多少事?
How many things I have done?
身量不到, 就是不到。
Your body is not reckoning.
提这个没什么意思。
And it's meaningless to mention this.
你能把神宝座的东西带下来,
if you can bring down what's from the throne,
你能把我们带到神的宝座前,
if you can bring us to in front of the throne,
使我们能够一同赞美敬拜主。
So that we can meet God together.
好, 下一段,
and the next paragraph.
我们, 并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事, 承担这就是算, 我们所能承担的, 乃是出于神, 他叫我们能承担这新约的职事, 不是凭着字句, 乃是凭着经意, 因为那字句叫人死, 经意叫人活, 经意就是圣灵能力。
Not that we are competent of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our competency is of God, who has also made us competent as minister of the new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit quickens.
所以会照着神所成就的事实来算的, 你要进到灵里面去。
So if you are able to count what God has accomplished, you are entering into spirit.
如果我们对于进到灵里面的经历是陌生的，我们求主帮助我们。
If we are stranger to spirit, then we need God's help.
神施恩给谦卑的人。
God is the one who makes us humble.
我们真的愿意谦卑在他面前。
When we are willing to be humble in front of Him.
我在神面前承认说，主啊，我没有，但是我想要。
If I admit to God that God, I don't have it, but I want it.
如果这是你所定规要给神的儿女的，这神的儿女基本的得着。我希望我至少要得到这些基本的。
If this is something that you have promised to all the children of God as the basic promise, then I want it.
不要我们得到许多东西，但是神基本要我们得到的都没有得到。
Don't be like you receive everything else except God's promise.
这是非常可惜的。
This is something pity.
所以你要服侍神。
So if you want to serve God,
你必须要进到灵里面去。
You have to enter into spirit.
他说。而不是我们凭自己能承担什么，不是凭自己能算什么。
Not something that we can do it ourselves.
这个承担，这个算是出于神的。
Not competence of ourselves, but from God.
所以需要神把我的眼睛再打开。
So we need the inner eyes to be opened by God.
神已经成就的在那里，是多么。多么清楚呢？求主开我的眼睛，让我能看见。
God has accomplished so clearly that we need God to open our eyes to see.
我很感谢主给我们在这里有一些有一群倾心祷告主的弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord so much for giving us brothers and sisters here willing to pray.
我跟这些弟兄姊妹常常在一起读圣经的时候，我就常常蒙恩典。
I always read Bibles with these brothers and sisters and I receive so much grace.
我圣经一遍一遍读，但是我每次读都是新的。
Chapter by chapters, we read the Bible, and we feel that every time we read it, it's a new chapter.
有时候我们，一张圣经哈，啊，交通两遍，啊，说再来交通，然后有时候想，会不会没有东西交通啊？
Sometimes we read the same paragraph, same chapter, and then we feel like should we keep on reading the same chapter? What if there is no new fellowship?
结果不是神让我们看得更清楚，
but not
更深入，
every time God wants us to see.More abundant.
更找到那个实际。
And more reality come up.
更摸到那个窍门。
And understand it more.
不是我们能承担什么。
This is not from our competency.
是出于神的。
But from God.
我们需要常常经历这个。
We have to experience this.
你常常经历你的得着都从神那里来。
Whatever you receive, God came from God.
那他说我们他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，就是这个。这个侍奉呢，也从神那里来。
So that we can be the minister of the new covenant.
所以你要经历。
So the serving also came from God.
你要经历受神引导的侍奉，不是一件困难的事情。
So if you want to serve according to the Spirit, it's not difficult.
你至少在平常的教会生活、平常的个人生活，你常常经历是出于神的。
As the minimum, your personal life and your church life, is guidance from the Holy Spirit.
所以是凭着灵。要进到灵里面的生活。
So from the spirit to enter into this spiritual life.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
因为我们都是很多都是聪明人。
Because we are all intelligent persons.
但希望我们的聪明不拦阻我们进到灵里面去。
And may our intelligence not become our obstacle to enter into spirit.
希望我们外面的这些。生活经历不拦阻我们进到灵里面的经历。
May our outward life experience would not become the obstacle for us to enter life.
真的很需要主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
因为教会是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Because church is a gather place by the Holy Spirit.
我们来到他面前就成为灵工。
We come to him and become the spiritual server.
更多的弟兄姊妹在灵里面被主兴旺起来。
And the more brothers and sisters will be raised up by this.
那我们来到聚会里面，我们就发现圣灵在我们当中的运行是非常的真实，非常的丰富。
When we come together, we experience the spiritual work among us.
叫我们在主面前，不管是敬拜是侍奉，都能够连到宝座去。
So that our praise, our serve can be connected to the throne in heaven.
今天主在地上要找什么人呢？
Today, what is God seeking? What type of people He is seeking on earth?
在这么多压力、这么多反对主、这么多黑暗的事情的当中，
Under all these pressures, under all this opposition to God,
有一群人能够穿过这一切的障碍，
there is a group of people who can surpass all these obstacles.
跟着坐宝座的主有活的联系。
Have this living connection with the God who's sitting on the throne. Have a living guidance.
希望我们不要失去这个机会。
May us not to lose this opportunity.
先向罪死。
First die to sin.
向神活。
Alive to God.
你不向罪死。
If you don't die to sin.
你不向神活。
You don't live to God.
你根本都来不到宝座前。
You cannot come in front of the throne.
主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
最后一段圣经,
the last verse.
在哥林多后书第5章18到21节。
Chapter 5 verse 18.
一切都是出于神, 他借着基督使我们与他和好, 又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。 这就是神在基督里, 叫世人与自己和好, 不将他们的过犯归到他们身上, 并且将这和好的道理 托付了我们，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。我们替基督求你们与神和好，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。And
all things are of the God who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and given to us the ministry of that reconciliation, how that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not reckoning to them their offenses, and putting in us the word of that reconciliation. We are ambassadors, therefore, for Christ. God, as it were, beseeching by us, we entreat for Christ, be reconciled to God. Him who knew not sin, he has made sin for us, that we might become God's righteousness in him.
服侍我们的人,
those who serve us,
应该是把我们带到神的面前,
should bring us in front of God.
服侍我们的人,
those who serve us,
应该是帮助我们跟神和好,
should help us reconcile with God.
服侍我们的人,
those who serve us,
不能成为我们跟神 交通的障碍,
cannot be the obstacle between us and God.
我们是应该与神和好,
we should reconcile with God.
而且如果我们要服侍别人,
and then when we are going to serve others,
我们不是把人服侍到我们的面前,
we do not serve other people to bring to us.
我们是把人服侍到神的宝座前,
but we serve people to a point to bring them to the throne.
劝人与神和好,
to seek reconciliation with men.
你可以跟我不好,
you can be not good with me.
但你一定要跟神好,
but you have to be good with God.
你可以不喜欢我,
you might not like me.
但你一定要来到神面前,
but you have to come to God.
这是我们服侍的应该有基本的原则。
This is the basic principle for our service.
我们也知道我们被服侍要服侍到哪里。
We also should know where how we are being served to which point.
如果 服侍我们的人,
if those who serve us
限制了我们跟神之间的关系,
restricted our relationship with God,
中断了我们跟神之间的关系,
interrupted the relationship between us and God,
不是神的使者,
then he is not the ambassador of God.
所以如果我们跟神的关系是和好的,
so if we have a good relationship with God,
那我们跟所有跟神和好的这些弟兄姊妹, 应该是非常容易 交通来往的,
so we should have a very good fellowship with other brothers and sisters who had good relationship with God.
诗篇119篇有这么一句话,
in the book of Psalms 119,
这个做见证, 这个受神, 走神道路的人,
the one who walk in God's way,
到了一个地步,
to a point,
他说, 你把敬畏你的人, 召聚到我的面前,
that to bring all the people who fear me come before me.
所以如果我们都跟神和好,
so if we are all have good relationship with God,
那个真正敬畏神的人,
the one who truly is reverence to God,
彼此之间的交通跟相处, 不会有障碍的,
the relationship among them will not be interrupted,
因为都在神的面前,
because they are all in front of God.
所以我们需要主,
so we need God,
带我们进入这个世界,
to bring us into this.
希望主使用每个弟兄姊妹, 都成为基督的使者,
and may God use all the brothers and sisters as the ambassador for Christ.
彼此帮助,
brothers and sisters help each other.
彼此扶持,
assist each other.
一起来到神面前,
all came to God together.
一起建造他的家,
and to build the church the house of God.
一起成就父神的旨意。
And to accomplish the God's will.
对不起，今天时间用多了。
I used more time today.
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put all these words back to you.
如果你看为好，再给我们回头的亮光。
If you see it good, please enlighten us.
愿主真是带我们进入这可以经历的实际。
May Lord bring us into the reality.
使你的教会能充满你自己的荣耀。
So that your church is full of the glory of yourself.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.